Dawn came like a ghost to the silent street, a gray, dusty street lined with boardwalks, hitching rails, and several short lengths of water trough. False-fronted buildings alternated with others of brick or stone, some with windows showing goods for sale, some blank and empty. A door slammed. A well pump came to life, complaining in rusty accents. Then a rooster crowed, answered by another from across the town. Into the end of the street rode a lone cowboy on a crowbait horse. He saw the sign of the Bon Ton restaurant and turned toward it. Then his horse shied and he saw the body of a man lying beside the walk. He glanced at it, dismounted, then tied his horse at the rail. He tried the restaurant door and had started to turn away when the sound of footsteps drew him back. The door opened and a pleasant voice said, "Come in. There's coffee? Breakfast ready in a few minutes." "I ain't no hurry." The cowboy straddled a chair, accepting the coffee. "Dead man out in the street."
"Again? Third this week."
"You just wait until Saturday. Saturday night's when they let the wolves howl. You stick around." "I seen it here and yonder. I ain't figuring on it. I'm riding over to Carson and the steam cars." He jerked his head toward the street. "You seen him?"
"No, don't aim to.
I seen a dead man. I seen 24 of them time to time. Ain't nothing about being dead pleases me. Some drunken fight, no doubt. Happens all the time." A woman came along the street, her heels clicking on the boardwalk. She passed the dead man, glanced back, then turned her head away and walked on to the post office. A man crossing the street turned aside, and bending over the dead man, took the head by the hair and turned the face around.
"Him?
Probably had it coming," he said, and walked on. Down the street, another door slammed, and somebody sang off-key of the streets of Laredo. Another pump started to squeak. Finally, the woman emerged from the post office, glanced at the body, then went to the door of the marshal's office and rapped vigorously.
"Borden? Borden? Are you in there?"
A tall young man came to the door, slipping a suspender over his shoulder. "What's the matter, Prissy? You out of stamps?"
"There's a dead man lying in the street, Borden Chantry, and it's a disgrace. It... Why, you should be ashamed, and you call yourself a marshal."
"Wasn't even here last night, ma'am. I was clean over on the picket wire. Probably just some drunken shooting."
"No matter what it was, Borden Chantry, you get that body out of the street. What's this town coming to, anyway? Dead bodies lying around, shootings and stabbings every night. You call yourself a marshal."
"No, ma'am, I don't. The city council does. I only figured to be a rancher until that norther came along. Why, I was fixing to be a rich man come spring."
"You and how many others? You get that body up, Borden, or I'll have the committee on you."
Borden Chantry chuckled. "Now, now, Prissy, you wouldn't do that, would you? Why, those old biddies..."
"Hush your mouth, Borden! If they heard you speak of them like that, why..."
She turned around and went back to the post office. A tall, handsome man with sandy hair stopped on the walk across the street.
"What's the matter, Bord? You in trouble?"
"Seems like. There's a body in the street, and our postmistress is reading the riot act over it. You'd think she'd never seen a dead man at her age."
"The less you say about age to her, the better off you'll be, Bord."
He glanced at the body.
"Who is it? Some drunk?"
"Probably. I never did see so many men couldn't handle liquor. They get to drinking that block and tackle whiskey, and right away there's trouble."
"Block and tackle whiskey?"
"Sure." Chantry chuckled at the old joke. "One drink, and you walk a block and tackle anything."
"That breakfast, Bord? You get him off to the barn and come on in. I'll stake you to some ham and eggs."
"All right, Lang. You just hold your horses, I'll get Big Engine. He'll tote him off for me."